what we talked about before. We took the organization and the order of the liturgy. We started by, let's go through the liturgy first. Okay. So we start first things, which is the Vesper praises. Like, so I have to start a night, like an evening, by Vesper praises in first, and after that I have to pray the Vesper. So I have to go to the Vesper to see what is the order of the Vesper. So the Vesper here, for, as we said before, we have many things. I'll start in first. I have to say a Laisoni Mass, which is like in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And so I bow before the altar three times as a priest. And I'm saying I'm not worthy to come to the church, but because it's your grace and your things, that's why I'm thanking you about to bring me here to the church, to the house of the angels. So I bow three times to do Matanya, three times before the altar. So and after that, go inside the altar, I kiss the altar, and also I bow and say, I say, thank God that you bring me here to pray for you. So after that, I go to the altar and I open the altar, okay, from this side, like if I'm looking to this way, so I have to move the altar from the right to the left, okay? So I have to move the altar to the other side, okay? This is what I have, and say Our Father. And I say like that, Alaisuni mes osios, which is in this in Coptic, but in English, have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator, O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our tribulation and afflictions but you. So this is what I have to say in the beginning. So I say Our Father, and after that, I pray the thanksgivings, and I have to stay outside here. Why I'm staying outside? Because I remember when Adam in first in the beginning, when God said to Adam, you have to go outside where? The paradise of joy. So I remember that. That's why I remember that Adam was outside the altar, it's not the altar, the paradise of joy. And after that, Jesus Christ came on the cross to save him, or save all the nations. That's why I'm giving thanks to God that I'm going inside the altar again, or all the human being going to the paradise, to the paradise of joy. So after the thanksgivings, I give. After that, we have to pray the verses of the symbols, which is named in Arabic Arba Naus, verses of symbols, and we remember all the some of the saints during these symbols. Then after that, we say the litany of departed, which is if it is it's night, that's why I have to pray the litany of the departed, and we say why we have to pray that. Then after that we have say the doxology, and all the doxologies also too, it depends on the day. For example, if it is a feast of the resurrection, so I have to pray the doxology of the resurrection. If the feast of the nativity, of I have to pray the doxology of nativity. If it's not, there is no feast like today. So I pray all the doxologies of Saint Mary, Archangel Michael, Saint Mark, the apostles, all the doxology. You know the tone of the doxologies, the regular one during the day or not? How we start the doxology? Okay. This is for in Coptic. I would say, in Christ Jesus our Lord, Amen, Alleluia. Hail to you, we ask you, Saint full of glory, the ever virgin, the Theotoko, the Mother of Christ. This is normal. Say, the other side should reply, lift up our praise unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins. And the other side, they have to reply. Until we finish the last part, we start like that. Hail to you, Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us. This is a regular tone. We ask you to remember us, our faithful advocate before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. This is a regular tone that we are using during all the year. It's different depending on the feast. For example, if the resurrection, if there is the nativity before, during Kiyak, it's different. So we have to, this is a regular, the majority of the days and during the year. So I pray, you see, the doxology, for example, here on the screen, we have doxology of Saint Mary, all heavenly beings, Saint John Baptist and the apostles, Saint Mark, Saint George, Saint Philopater Marcorius, Saint Mina. So I can choose and can pick any doxology from all these doxologies and I can to say it. Depend on the feast, depend also too on the relics that I have here of the saints. So after that, the doxology. So I started by Thanksgiving, number one. Then after that, we prayed the verses of the symbols. Oh, there is something very important I forgot. During the verses of symbols, the deacons give me the what to put. Give me what? Huh? Surely, what is that? Yeah, what is the surely in English? Censor. So, yeah, the deacon give me the censor. I will show you.
So, I have here the deacon can give me. So, the deacon give me the censor first, and I have to take the incense and I have to put the incense inside this one, inside the censor. And inside the censor there is hole. Okay, the hole is, this is represent what? Represents Saint Mary, okay? And inside the hole represents the divine of Jesus Christ. So this is Saint Mary, and inside what? Jesus Christ. This is what the symbol of this one. So I put the incense, sorry.
So I put the incense inside the censer, and I have to put how many times? You remember the deacons? Huh? No, not three. How many times I have to put it? Huh? Huh? Nine. No, it's too much. No? Huh? No, this is a five. I have to put five spoons of the censer. The incense, I have to put five spoon of incense inside that censer. Why five? There's two symbols. We have five in the Bible. Okay, five. I know it's hard. Okay, can you put it inside?
Take care, Shimon.
So why I have to put five? Number one, it represents one symbol in the Old Testament, which is a five sacrifices. Five sacrifices. In the Old Testament, you know that there is no Jesus Christ yet. So they give like a sacrifice, like an animal, a sacrifice. So like a lamb. So we have different kind of sacrifices. So we remember that the five sacrifices of the Old Testament represent, now it's finished, and represent now with one sacrifice with Jesus Christ, he came to the world. So I put five sacrifices. Okay, and I said like, this is finished already. This is sacrifice of the Old Testament, and now is the New Testament, Jesus Christ, there's no sacrifices. So this is what I put. Oh, how many times do I give the incense, and there is two deacons in the other side, right? Or what? Can you, someone give me the Bishara will cross? When you do that. To know what is existing on the altar, we have to know the cross, and we have the gospel inside this box. There is a gospel inside this box. There's a gospel. So the cross and the gospel and two deacons, they have to hold the gospel and they have to put to hold the cross. One in his hand here, and the other guy beside him. He has to hold the gospel and the cross. And for myself, I give the incense to them, I give the incense, and so I have we have to go around the altars how many times? You remember or not? Yes. 2 times and a half. Yes, exactly. Okay. Why we have to go around? Why we have to go around? What's representing? Okay, I'm holding, now the deacon hold the cross, another deacon hold the gospel. And for myself, I have a censer in my hand, I give incense, okay, and I go around all the altar like 2 times and a half or like around 3 times. Why I have to do that? Why we have to do that, all of that? It's only we adding something, we have to move, for example, go do some sport during the liturgy, or we have to run after, I have to run after the deacon. No, right? Yeah, it's not sport. It's not a kind of sport. Yes, why I have to do that? Yes. On? Yes, exactly. One of it is very important. That it's represent that the disciples, then when Jesus Christ came and he told the disciples and the apostles, and he said, I will give you the cross and the gospel, you will write the gospel and you will preach over the world. So we go around, I go around the altar inside the altar it represents Jerusalem, and so after that Abuna go around, go outside the church and go also around, as I said last time, go around the church all the time, all the like infinity symbol, okay, and as if all the apostles and the disciples go around the world and preach the word of God. So I go inside it first 3 times and go outside the church, represent the disciples and the apostles who preached the word of God over the world. So after that, I finish, I came back, and I pray the Litany of Departed, and after that, we said the doxology, and I said also, Efnoti Nainan. You know, I remember that I told you that, what is that? We say the creed. By the way, when we pray the creed, the Orthodox creed, you know what is the Orthodox creed or not? Look to the screen. Our creed, this is what our belief. To know how they put the creed, there is a lot of issues happen in the church, and there's a lot of people said wrong belief in Christ. So what happened? There is a lot of patriarchs and bishops and metropolitans. They have a lot of meetings together and council, name councils, okay, and they put this doxology and they said, this is our belief and our faith. So when we have to say the creed, we have to say it loudly, because they fight against all the people who are against the belief of Christ, the Orthodox Christ, the Orthodox faith, and they fight against that. So I have to say it loudly and proudly. I have to be proud with these people who fight against everything to have this creed. So, ana ma bahibish, I don't like, for example, that someone say, we believe in one God, God the Father, Pentecost. No, we can't say that. The creed, we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecost. We have to say like that. This is the creed. That's why we have to say. So, after we finish the creed, Abuna have 3 candles. Please, can you bring me the candles, the cross with the candles? So I wouldn't have in his hand, the right hand, we have the like a cross, and there are 3 candles, okay? And he started to say, Efnoti Nainan, which is named like, O God, have mercy upon us, settle mercy upon us, and have compassion upon us. Can you give it to me? Thank you so much. This is the cross. So this is a cross, and I have 3 candles here. What the 3 symbol of what? Sign of what? 3. Huh? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, we're sleeping. Still sleeping. Okay, so I have the 3 candles, which is here, represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So after that, I look to the east, to the other side, And I say, oh God, have mercy upon us, settle mercy upon us, have compassion upon us. Okay? So I have to go to, you remember, to the right direction or left direction. If I am here, look to me. Okay, I'm looking now to this way. Okay? I have to go to the right direction. I have to go circle. I have to go to the right direction or the left direction. Left direction. Very good. Can you tell me the direction of the clock? Someone tell me the direction of the clock. Huh. Come. Do by your hand the direction of the clock. Oh, so from the left, from here, like go to the right, right? Go to the right, your right hand. Oh, yeah, to the right hand. This is a clock going like that. Yes, like that. Yeah, you are in the opposite of me. You are looking to me. So if you go to my side, come here. Yes, exactly. So here like that, I go to the right. If I look to this side, the right direction with the clock from here, like that. So if I go with the right direction, the direction of the clock, so I have to go to move to this side. But we put the arm inside the church and we twice. So we are not living on the earth. So the church is a part of heaven, right? The church is a part of heaven. And in heaven there is no clock, there is no time. So that's why Abuna, when he's looking to the east, so he's going to the left side, anti-clockwise. It means I go outside the time, but not on the earth now. So in heaven, there is no time, there is no clock. So I can't run in the church, hey Abuna, it's too long the liturgy. No, we are outside the time. So after Abuna has been in the three times and he blessed all the directions of the church as if of the world, and he finished. So after that we say the litanies of the gospel, and we read the gospel, and we finish the first part of the Vesper. The Vesper exactly we repeat it on the morning in the matins. The same prayers, same prayers, same prayers. There's exactly. So the next week, I'm finished reading the matins because it's ready already. We explain what is exactly we have in the Vesper. The next week, I will explain different part from the liturgy. Remember, what is a Vesper? If you have, for example, any, you can go to back to home and ask that your parents, you have on your phone the Coptic reader. Okay, and open the Coptic reader and read the order of the Vespers and the Matins to know exactly to review at home. And glory be to God forever. Amen. So now we will pray together what? The Creed. We will pray together the Creed. Stand up all. Stand up.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator.
You can read it on the screen. And of all things seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, who is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism of remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Schlil.
Of Christos
is more than a possible.